Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Sean Reedy has come from his other job in an other radio station back to where we reared him.
Reared
we turned him into
you
the radio god that he is. Sean, you have a problem. You are a huge Clare fan. You are a Clare man, yes. But you are a huge Clare hurling fan.
Yes.
Obviously, it's been a good year.
It's been a great... Well, we lost the Munster final in not the nicest of fashions. But look, we're there. We're back. Up the banner. And sorry, before we get into this, Dave, I'd like to make a public service announcement to Clare fans. For the last 7 days, Cork hurling fans have not shut up about getting to the All-Ireland hurling final, to the point where they've already organised a homecoming. They've organised a homecoming already for
Maria, I didn't know this was going to be a soapbox for some guy from Clare to just give it a go on you.
So I'm telling the Clare fans, get your buntings up, get your flags up. It's time to show these Cork fans that a month ago they were a puck of the ball away from being out of the championship, and we're going to win on Sunday.
Sean.
The passion.
Yeah. I know. You gotta love it.
Gotta get that away.
Calm it down.
Also, can I say hi to my mom when I'm on the radio?
Yes.
She just texts me. You never told me you were gone.
You see, because your mom knows what radio station you'd be listening to. She doesn't mind where you're working.
My mom does not listen where I work.
Anyway, hi to Sean's mom.
Hi.
Come here. So you do need the help of the listeners with a bit of advice.
Well, I need help from both Dave, and the listeners, because we're friends years now, right?
Yes, we are.
And when we work together, we still technically do, contractually, yes.
Yes.
But you used to have this thing where you would buy Man United shower gel and you would watch it. Or you would use it the day... Was it the night before the...
The morning of the Champions League games.
Now, obviously United haven't fared well in the Champions League in a long time.
Sorry, I should point out, it wasn't even Man United shower. It was Champions League shower gel and deodorant.
Yes.
Right? It was specifically UEFA Champions League. It wasn't a Man United one. Because they didn't appreciate them.
Yeah.
But it was, yes.
But then you dress yourself in Man United
gear. Top to toe in Man United.
And it became a bit of a superstition for you, right?
We were actually talking about superstitions yesterday on the show, and I was slagging everybody off for superstitions. Maria freaked out because I put a pair of new shoes on the desk.
Yeah.
And she freaked out. So this is kind of timely because people pointed out, Dave, you're such a hypocrite. Because I was saying, there's no such thing as superstitions. I don't believe in bad luck, whatever. But, and they're like, well, then why do you wear Champions League shower gel when Man United play in the Champions League?
And look, normally I would be. Like, I worked in a furniture shop. Shout out Edis Home Furniture. Go there instead of Minogue's Furniture. And I used to, when I broke countless mirrors there.
Same.
My life has turned out pretty okay for breaking loads of mirrors.
That's what I said to Maria yesterday. I said, do you think I'm an unlucky person? I do all of the bad luck things, but...
Overnight, I thought of a few things, actually.
Yeah, I did.
You were in the papers for one of them.
Okay, but the point is, superstitions exist, particularly around sport.
Around match day rituals, right?
Okay.
So I have a Clare jersey, right? And I have worn that Clare jersey to pretty much all the matches for the last number of years, right? And the Clare jersey is worn a bit, way a bit. Doesn't fit like it used to, all that kind of stuff, right? So I really want to buy a new jersey before the All-Ireland final.
But I see where you're going.
I was talking to Cahill and Phil Egan from Sport the other day about this in the kitchen. I was like, I think I might buy a new jersey before the final. And they're like, what? You can't do that. You can't wear a new jersey to the final. You have to wear the jersey that you wore to the All-Ireland semi-final to the final. And then I'm like, because if they lose, so like if we lose the All-Ireland final,
it's your fault.
It's my fault because I changed
everyone
my
will
jersey.
Blame you.
Okay,
but I really want the new jersey.
Okay,
and I'm like, why not?
Well,
so I'm nervous.
Let's do science for a second, and then we let the listeners who love superstitions get in with the superstitions that are, right? You've worn the Clare jersey to finals that you've won, and you've worn the Clare jersey to finals that you've lost. Is that true?
Yes. Now, we've lost more of those finals than we've won.
But my point is, the jersey has been to two separate outcomes.
Yes.
So therefore, we cannot put the victory in the semi-final down to your jersey in my eyes.
I know, but anyone who's a Clare hurling fan knows that in the second half the last day, Ryan Taylor came on and he really just changed the flow of the game. Like, he was probably the reason that we won, and in my head he played so well because I was wearing my jersey.
You're right, Sean. It was nothing to do with his training, his ability.
Yeah.
In fact, Ryan only came on because Sean was wearing that particular jersey.
Well, the manager looked up and went, he's wearing the jersey.
Is it an old jersey? Is it a retro jersey? Is it any different? Is it just a couple of years old?
Do you know what makes this jersey even more sentimental?
Yeah.
Do you know who bought me this jersey?
Oh, God, was it me?
You and Dermot.
Okay. But then you can't change it, no, for sure.
But you can't, like you said, that's the science part. That is not science. It's poppycock.
Yeah.
Because if Sean buys a new jersey and wears it and they lose, he will forever blame himself for changing his jersey. He's been wearing this jersey the whole way along and they finally have gotten here.
Yeah.
Why would you change now?
So you think butterfly effect.
Yeah.
You buying a new Clare jersey and not wearing the Clare jersey that has been to successful semi-finals and finals is going to flutter through time and space.
I just have this nervousness. That, you know, the morning of the match, right? And you'll have people travelling from either Cork or Clare next Sunday, right? And they'll have that ritual. They'll get up at the exact same time. They'll go to Croke Park. They'll stop at the exact same service station. They'll park their car in the exact same place. They'll go to the same pub before the match. Always drink responsibly. They'll go to Croke Park. They'll like to go to the same places before, same places after. And if you break routine, you lose the match.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
Nora's been in touch, Sean.
Sean! That's more like it. Kind of better.
Drop the letter.
You're just giving out to me.
Dave, are you really honestly saying to that man about his jersey? I knew the man who dresses in head-to-toe Man United gear.
Yes.
And Man United are playing for fear that they lose if you don't.
Yeah.
Really? And you were saying yesterday about not being superstitious about shoes on the table. And again, you're Man United stuff. So, Dave, you're no man to talk.
As David Brent said.
Yes.
Hypocrite moaning. yeah, that's me. I was watching Man United play Rosenborg in a pre-season friendly yesterday and it was kind of boring and not a very good game. And halfway through the first half, my son ran upstairs and brought down his Man United jersey and one of my Man United jerseys and went, we have to wear these for the match. I was like, yes.
Yeah. See, it's important.
Yeah, but I suppose it didn't matter to me which United jersey he brought down. That's where it gets a bit more confusing. Shane's been on.
Dave, tell Sean to buy the new jersey, but only put it on if they win.
So how about that? How about you wear the old jersey to the game?
Yeah.
And then are you parking nearby? Can you have your other one in your boots? Or like, are you... Could you stick it out of your...
No, I won't be driving that day. No one wants to be driving a car that day.
Could you stick it out of your pocket like Bruce Springsteen on the Born in the USA album cover where like you've the jersey on and you've the jersey sticking out the back?
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have anything to do with the new jersey until after the match.
So Maria, you're fully going old jersey.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're unsure, this is what I adopt when I'm driving and I'm thinking about changing lanes. If I'm unsure whether it's safe, I stay in my lane.
She can't apply that to your life.
Yes, she can.
Okay.
If I'm unsure really if it's safe, don't do it.
Ken's got some experience in this.
Okay, go on, Ken.
Hi, Dave. I think that whole ritual thing is a load of nonsense because every time Wicklow football play in the Championship or Tailteann Cup, I drink tea out of the same cup and I'm still waiting to go to Croke Park. So I think it's pure nonsense.
Right, there you go. There's some experience for you. I do remember, Maria, you remember this. There was a lady when Limerick were winning.
Yeah.
And obviously they won't be winning this season, but when they were winning nonstop, she only ate green and white food for the week running up to the All-Ireland final.
This.
Yeah. And obviously Limerick won 4 in a row.
Yeah.
There's loads of people with those kinds of things.
That's what I'm thinking. But then the other jersey's really nice. Also, I just think that, you know, we need to get it right on Sunday. And I mean from a fan perspective. I think like match preparation, Brian Lohan, the boys, they're going to have it. They're got it sorted, right? But from a fan perspective, we need to just get it right. I need to wear the right jersey, right? Because as Maria said, because I'm not getting blamed for this, like... Cork are the England of GAA fans. Like, they're like, so loud and they're
mighty. Is there a siren I can send off when you say something like this?
Clare are Spain. We're likeable. We're kind of good looking. Everyone likes us.
Dave. Sorry, you're not pinning that on me. You said they're insufferable. I said, are they being like England in the Euros final?
So you said they were in England.
Dave, tell Sean Cork deserves a win on Sunday. Please God, we will. Rebels of Boo. Don't be jealous, Christine and Cork. Living in Limerick. She says.
Christine.
Aisling says, what about the old jersey underneath and the new jersey on top?
Like, will I look like an idiot?
Yeah, you would, because the old jersey's bigger. What about the other way around?
Just wear the new jersey then.
Well, new jersey underneath, old jersey on top. And you're wearing the old jersey.
Because then the new jersey is touching your skin, yes, and that's the bad look.
I just wouldn't have anything to do with the new jersey yet.
Brendan's been in touch.
How you doing, Sean? Do not change that jersey, pal. The worst thing you could ever do. No way. You should have done it at the start of it. Do not change it now. No way. Come on, the banner.
Right, there's Brendan with a strong Clare accent on him there. Carol's been in touch too.
Dave, in relation to Sean's jersey, I think you should get it adjusted. If it's too small, get panels put in the side. If it's too big, get it taken in. He can wear it either way because it's not going to change the outcome. I get where he's coming from, but it's Cork ears to win.
Ooh,
but you can't do that. You can't tamper with it.
You just want to...
It has to just be the way... Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Amy who's in Clare. Amy... How you feeling about the weekend?
Nervous. I feel like I'm going on myself.
Okay, so what do you think about Sean's dilemma? Should he change his jersey and just buy the new away one that he wants?
Absolutely not, Sean. If you do not wear that jersey and we lose, everyone in the county is going to blame you. And if we have to bury you in the jersey, we will.
So come here. Have you got any superstitions, Amy?
Yeah, no. I have a certain pair of earrings that I've worn to every game we've won this year. And last time when we were in Dublin 2 weeks ago, I was kind of going, oh, Joe, I might change it. And something in me said, do not change those earrings. And I wore them. And that's the reason Ryan Taylor came on. You can tell Sean that my earrings were the reason he came on and helped us win.
Yeah, he's actually just stepped out for a minute because he has a real other job as well. But we'll hopefully get it back in before 10. But so you think, listen, have you worn these just this season or other seasons?
Just this season.
Okay.
I got them at Christmas, so I started wearing them in the new year. And yeah, no, they've been my lucky charm, I reckon, for the year so far. Thank God.
Okay,
hopefully.
Okay.
Please God.
Right, so you will definitely be wearing the same earrings on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to lock them in a box for the week in case I lose them.
Well, Amy, if Sean was here, he'd shout on the banner at the top of his voice, I can't do it for you. Because
right
I'm a dub. But yeah, listen, best of luck at the weekend.
Thanks so much.
All right, see you later.
Take
bye.
Bye
bye. Thanks, Amy.
Bye bye.
And wear those earrings. You never know what's going to happen. Let's get some more voice notes in. 087-4100-102. Margaret's been in touch.
Hi, Dave. It's Margaret here. Would you tell Sean, under no circumstances has he to change his jersey? I'm a huge Dublin supporter. Let's not mention that anyway. But I'm also superstitious and I use the same pair of socks and underwear and bra and t-shirt and jersey. I wouldn't change a thing. Is he mad?
No, I don't think he's going to change now based on this. Naomi's got a similar one, though.
He needs to wear the old jersey. He cannot wear the new one. I made the mistake of not bringing a specific pair of underwear that I wear to every Dublin match when I was away on holidays, and Dublin lost. I was wearing swimming togs and not a Dublin jersey or lucky pair of underwear in sight. So he needs to wear the old one. And I'm with Maria. Stay until you're safe and then move.
Stay until you're safe. Well, Sonia in Dundalk is continuing the underwear theme. Hi, Sonia.
Good morning, Dave. How's things?
I'm really good. You think Sean should stick with the old jersey and you have reason to believe that this has got some truth behind it?
He cannot change a thing.
Okay.
Something bad will happen. They will lose.
Right. So tell me about what is it you wear and to what sporting occasions?
So I play inline and ice hockey for Ireland, and I've been playing since my 20s.
Sorry, just very quickly, sorry, what's inline hockey?
Inline hockey is similar to ice hockey, except there's four players on a court, and we play with rollerblades.
Rollerblades, okay, yeah. Amazing. And you play for Ireland?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Unreal, Sonia. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
But anyway, go on, tell us, what's the story?
So basically, I got a lovely Fila sports bra back in the day when I was about 15 years old.
Yeah.
And I've been obviously wearing that through my different sports in secondary school.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm obviously still wearing that. It was not a sentence I expected you to say, but go on, yeah.
Still wearing it. I turned 40 in December, so it's not supportive anymore whatsoever. But yeah, if I don't wear it at least once at a tournament that I go to, something will happen.
So yeah. 25 years of the same sports bra.
Sports bra, yeah.
But it is, it's in your head though, isn't it?
It's completely ridiculous, you know. And even when I'm putting on my equipment, I have to put on like my right sock first and then my right skate and then my right knee pad.
I've heard that. Footballers often talk about that they have to have a certain routine. And I suppose, look, well, I think when you're an actual player, I don't think I really kind of scoff too much at routine and superstition, because it's all about being in the right headspace when you get, you know, and you don't want to feel like something's a bit off or whatever.
Exactly.
I do think for fans, I think for Sean, I think he can wear any jersey he wants and it would be fine, but I hear you. But
he can buy the new one and wear it after the win.
Right. And I can't believe you still have the 25-year-old sports bra, but listen, whatever it takes, have you any plans to retire? Are you going to keep going?
Well, actually, we're heading away now to Italy in September for the World Roller Games.
Yeah.
So I'm still pretty fit. I have a couple of years left.
What a woman.
We'll see how it goes, yeah.
Listen, that's absolutely brilliant. Well, best of luck in the World Games and
thank
keep it up.
So
that's
much.
Amazing, Sonia.
Thank you. And I'll be wearing my sports bra.
We've no doubt. We've absolutely no doubt. Thanks a million, Sonia.
Good luck, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.